So it was the Turkish intelligence service, MIT, who claims to have killed al-Hussein, al-Qureshi. Now you need to put several Husseins in front of it, because what they say, what this individual was, allegedly killed now by the Turkish intelligence service, was the successor of the successor of the successor of al-Baghdadi, so the top man in the Islamic State, not only in Iraq and Syria, but globally. This is a bit of a curious case. Obviously, caliphs of the Islamic State have a decreasing lifespan. The last killing was in October of his predecessor, and three alone were killed last year. So it's not impossible that he got killed. But what is curious about this case is that the US so far still has not been able to confirm that this individual that was killed by the Turkish security forces, and there's pictures of a destroyed house, is indeed al-Hussein al-Qureshi. And you would assume, the US being on the ground in Syria and an ally of Turkey, that this should not be such a big task for the UN, for the US to confirm, but they haven't. So it's a bit of a weird news article.
So you've kind of explained why, or you've kind of explained that the U.S. is a little hesitant for some reason to confirm this. But is there something maybe procedural in this process, or is this geopolitical, or what's your sense on why they're kind of dragging their feet on this?
Well, it all depends on what the Turkish government actually presents as evidence, right? I mean, just because a government said they killed a particular high-ranking terrorist doesn't necessarily mean that government actually was successful. There are a couple of challenges here. So since this is number four of the successors, three of them are dead in short order, there's very, very, very little known about who this individual is, or even if he existed at all. Al-Hussein al-Qureshi really doesn't narrow it down whatsoever. There is really very little information about what he'd done in ISIS, what his career was, where he's coming from. The name is an obvious fake, because there are not that many al-Qureshis, which is a tribe in Iraq, very prominent tribe in Iran, in Iraq, related to Prophet Muhammad back in history, and that are part of the Islamic State. But it depends on what the Turkish government presented. Do they have pictures? Do they have evidence, DNA documents that they found?
Well, you see a lot of this stuff eventually. Have you seen any of this information yet? Have they posted anything? Has ISIS said anything?
Not publicly. No, ISIS is quiet, but that's not necessarily that long, that short after the killing was only done, like less than 48 hours ago, allegedly. That's not unusual that ISIS doesn't say anything. They usually only announce the death of a leader once they can present the new leader. So they will have to make up another name, or find another person willing to be so suicidal to become ISIS Khalid. So that's not unusual. But what is unusual is that the US in 48 hours is not able or willing to confirm this. Also, you need to see this a little bit in the political context in Turkey. Now, there is a final phase of the presidential election for President Erdogan. It doesn't, for the first time in a long time, it doesn't look particularly good for Erdogan. He's definitely unlikely to win a landslide. He may even lose the election. There is a Turkish economy which is stagnating. The social and political freedoms in the country have been reduced. And then there was the earthquake, the massive earthquake several months ago, where the government was less than efficient in helping. And it became very clear that the endemic corruption was responsible for a lot of the buildings actually collapsing, because there are rules on how you build in Turkey in an earthquake-prone area, and they were obviously not followed. So there is something where Mr. Erdogan needs desperately a win. Yeah. And this, of course, would be a win. And so, I'm not disputing they killed an important ISIS leader, not just anyone, but, it sounds much better if it's the Caliph.
So Hans, if this is true, if they did kill this guy, give me a sense of how important this is or is not.
Well, look, I mean, the immediate effect would really be for ISIS in Syria. That's where the operational reach of this individual is still extending. However, even in Syria, the Islamic State operations have reduced over the last year. Much less attacks this Ramadan than last Ramadan, for example. However, that's not the whole story of the ISIS network. We have the Islamic State Khorasan province in Afghanistan, incredibly active with very successful attacks in Iran, in Afghanistan, but also in Pakistan, and one in Iran, several cross-border rocket attacks into Uzbekistan last year. So very active. And then, of course, my, you know, warning always is don't forget Africa. We have the Islamic State West Africa. We have the Islamic State Greater Sahara. We have the Islamic State Central Africa province, right? So we have massive networks of the Islamic State there that had not slowed down or were in any measurable way hindered by the killing of the previous four, you know, alleged caliphs of the Islamic State. Yeah. So the global network, the effect is going to be minimal, simply also because the center is now the brand. They put out the propaganda, they collate the news from the other networks. And so you can do this even with a fake person that doesn't exist. Hence, the assumption that Al-Hussein Al-Qureshi may have been any individual, not necessarily a particularly formerly important ISIS figure when he was appointed caliph, because you really don't need him to be someone like al-Baghdadi. He's no longer running anything. It's just a network cell in Syria, and that's about it. And the media output is done somewhere else in any case. He is a symbol more than he has an operational one.
That was going to be my next question. And I guess you've already essentially answered this. How does this impact ISIS if this guy may not even be real, or maybe a compilation of people, or maybe who knows what? So how does all of this impact ISIS as an organization?
Yeah, globally, not really in a measurable way, I would think. As the last three killings of the caliphs really didn't make too much of an operational difference outside Syria. Inside Syria, where it's still a pretty hellhole, right? So you still have Idlib run by Islamists. You still have an Al-Qaeda, Islamic State network of terror groups that do attacks, right? Less than before. They will have an impact there because they do need an operational decision maker. But outside that, it will have no measurable impact, not even for the brand, because you can always come up with some other guy where we don't know his CV. All that the brand needs is an Al-Qureshi at the end of whatever name you give to that individual, and some, you know, ideally some breathing individual in case some leader of the affiliate needs to talk to someone via the internet. That's it. That's all you need.
Last thing. Who really is running ISIS now? If it's not this guy, if it's not the guy before him, if it's none of these guys that seem to turn up or appear to get this Al-Hussein in perpetuity Qureshi title, who actually is running this organization?
The network doesn't need a person to run it. It runs itself. I mean, that's the reason why Al-Qaeda survived, not only the killing of Osama bin Laden, but also now the killing of Zawahiri, right? So then once it becomes no longer a centralized organization like Hamas or Hezbollah, or the way that Islamic State was until 2019, or Al-Qaeda was until the end of 2001, once it becomes a network of affiliates, these affiliates finance themselves locally, arm themselves locally. All they need from the center is brand management. So what is the key message? Who are the main enemies? Our successes are part of a broader project. So you need propaganda material to go out. But the network and its operations on the ground, whether it's Africa or the Middle East or South Asia, that can run itself. As long as there is no need for money to be transferred from some kind of financial center to any of the affiliates because they can't maintain their finances by themselves, which at best is partially true for the Islamic State Khorasan province. But you have provinces with massive income streams. West Africa province runs part of Mali now, right? Islamic State Greater Sahara runs part of Burkina Faso. There's money coming in.